Hi, this is Salem Roby. I use he, they pronouns, and I am a trans mass butch lesbian. Today, I'm going to be playing some songs that are really sentimental to me. They come from the music I was listening to back in 2018, and that is really important to me because that is the time period where I really started to become comfortable with my identity. It's going to be a lot of punk music, lots of like alt rock and stuff. It's not all like queer themes, but there's lots of feminist themes, and I will be mentioning when a song does have queer themes. Anyway, we're gonna start off strong with a song by Hole. This came from their 1994 album Live Through This, which was Spin Reader's Poll Awards of Album of the Year in 1994, obviously. So this is Violet by Hole.
I was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how.
That was Sweet 69 by Babes in Toyland from their 1995 album Nemesis Sisters. Up next, we have a song by Bratmobile off their 1993 album Potty Mouth. It was Spin Magazine's top 10 albums of the year in 1994. This is Panic by Bratmobile.
Dress.
All right, that was something a little bit different. That was Boyfriend by Marika Hackman off her 2017 album, I'm Not Your Man. Marika Hackman is a British queer singer-songwriter. I strongly recommend her music if you like that. She does a lot of different stuff. My personal favorite of her albums would be Any Human Friend, which is her most recent one. Up next, we have a song by Daisy and the Scouts. They made one album in 2017 and disbanded afterwards, which I'm really upset about. All band members are queer and they're still musically active. I super recommend checking those out. And the next song coming up, Otto Klammer, who's the bassist, is trans and wrote this and also sings it. And the spoken word at the end is about how their transness has forcibly removed them from feminist spaces, mostly because of TERFs. Anyway, this is Sweet Sistine by Daisy and the Scouts.
He took the bomb. We'll be right back. you took the
was Decepticon by La Tigra, a classic. It was off their self-titled 1999 album. Next up, we have a song by Mannequin Pussy off their 2016 album of the same name as the song, which is Romantic. So this is Romantic by Mannequin Pussy.
So sweet.
trouble at school, alone at lunch again. I didn't know you when I broke my knee. Spent the summer on crutches and everybody teased, except for this one friend I almost forgot.
Okay, that was No Below by Speedy Ortiz off their album Major Arcana from 2013. Speedy Ortiz, honestly, is still one of my favorite bands. Their music was so influential to me during this period of my life, you know, 2017, 2018. I strongly recommend them to anyone who's interested in the music, you know, that I've been playing, or even if you like that stuff. That song was pretty slow. But honestly, this song is important to me. It always reminds me that if you're going through something difficult, there's always going to be someone you're going to meet in the future who's going to change your life and make it all worth it. A little bit about Speedy Ortiz before I get going. The lead singer, Sadie, is bisexual and demisexual. She also has solo music under the stage name Sad13. And she's also released two poetry books, which I just found out about, and I'll definitely go check those out. Anyway, that was all that I have. I've run out of music. Thank you for listening. It's been great. It's been so fun. Thank you to Scott here helping me out. Anyway, see you later. Bye-bye.